Hey, this is Scott Hanselman, and I'm here at Code Mesh. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Lewin, and this is Min.
My name is Min.
How's it going? What do we got here?
Well, we have Eddie, the Microsoft Robotics Studio reference platform.
Okay, and he's telling me the time over and over.
Yeah, it's
thank you.
Glitch in the system with time, but we've got a few other things running.
So what do we got going on here? I see an Xbox, I see a tablet, I see a Kinect, I see big batteries.
We have a reference platform here that's controlled by a propeller chips. We have a Gotu Duo machine that is sending out commands to the platform here. And
we have a regular LCD tablet, USB LCD tablet,
with Kinect on top. So Eddie itself actually knows how far we are using both Kinect and the...
It's moving back because we're too close to it.
Really? So we've invaded its personal space?
Yeah, pretty much. And we can tell it a few other commands like turn around, stop, you know, that kind of stuff. Eddie.
Eddie?
Is it because there's so much background noise?
Eddie? Pivot left.
Stop.
Stop.
Move forward.
Forward.
Did he just move out of the way of that?
It knows, right? Because it, you know, it won't get into the areas if it gets too close to things.
Wow! How much is this going to cost me?
I believe the production cost is about $1,200.
Yeah.
That is without the connection.
Without the connection. Connect and computer a little more.
And it's just a little shuttle PC. It's a pretty small computer. It doesn't look like anything fancy.
And it's pretty simple. The RDS4 is, you know, if you're doing the visual programming language, it's pretty simple.
It's drag and drop.
RDS is Robotics
Development System. Robot Developer Studio.
And that's a Microsoft thing?
Yes, it is a Microsoft product.
Okay.
And RDS4 Beta 2.
Yeah, Beta 2 right now.
And what is the difference between this thing at the bottom here that is obviously a PC and this thing at the top? Is it a monitor or is it...
It's just an output.
That's a PC.
That's a PC.
Is this just like a MIMO or what is this?
Yes, it's a MIMO. It's a MIMO coming back out, so we're looking at, you know, feedback.
Oh, sorry, dude. He just moved away because he didn't want to talk to me anymore. So this could send me, this could bring me drinks or I could do whatever.
We plan to make it, you know, bring medication and stuff like that for disabled people, that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. That's the plan anyway.
So the plan is it's going to go around, keep a schedule of, you know, when you take your medicine in case you forget. Mm-hmm. And it's going to carry water with it. So it's going to pour water into a cup and dispense the proper bills for you at the proper time.
So on and so forth. You know,
wow.
Use the Kinect to chase after the right person, facial recognition, that kind of stuff.
And it's using the Kinect for video and audio?
Yes, correct.
And you're doing this in .NET?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, all the services are running using .NET, so, you know, safe background. Yeah,
and where can people learn more about this?
Microsoft.com/robotics.
Wow, very cool. And this is called Eddie?
Yes.
Can you bring him over here?
Move forward.
Wow. It's more fun than a Roomba.
Definitely.
Thanks for showing me that, guys.
No problem.
Thanks.